What's going on, guys, and welcome to the Floating Island Podcast.
I know that the world is fucked, but look outside, the sun shines.
All right. What is going on, everybody? I hope you guys are having a fantastic day, month, year. Whatever the fuck you're doing, I hope is going great. It's working out, and you're just doing and living your best life. What is going on, Mitch? Welcome back.
Thank you for having me back.
Dude, I'm excited, dude. Already talking. We're going to go right into what we were talking right before this when we were doing our little mic check.
Mm-hmm.
He believes Han Solo is a better character than Darth Vader.
Absolutely.
I know. Everyone gasped in horror at that.
Nobody gasped. Everybody just nodded their head like, yeah, no, it makes sense.
How does that even make sense, dude? First off, Darth Vader can kick Han Solo's ass any day.
It's not about his ability to decimate Han Solo, because
he
could.
I'm just putting that out there. Yeah, I'm just putting that out there.
He absolutely could kick Han Solo.
He has a deeper story than Han Solo does. He has a bigger character arc than Han Solo does.
That could be debatable.
I don't know. I mean, look, like Han Solo, yeah, grew up rough planet. What was the planet he escaped from? Corellia?
Mm-hmm.
Corellia. I think I'm saying that right. I hope I'm saying that right. From the Solo movie, which was a great movie. I don't know why everyone fucking just like shitted on that.
The main actor, dude.
No one could accept that he wasn't Harrison Ford. Which is bullshit, because he even, like, dude, he was in an interview, and he was like, I'm not going to be Harrison Ford. I'm never going to be Harrison Ford.
His ability to act wasn't, it didn't sell it.
I don't know. I didn't think it was that bad. I genuinely enjoyed that movie. I was like, I liked that movie.
Mm-hmm.
But because, like, I went into it knowing he wasn't going to be Harrison Ford. He wasn't going to be anywhere close to that.
Sure.
So, like, I went in very open mind, like, going, hey, this is, like, the younger Han Solo. Mm-hmm. Like, I liked it. I enjoyed it, but even that, so okay, he grew up, smuggled, got in with bad crews, and then just kind of did crime smuggling, different stuff to make credits. Mm-hmm. Darth Vader, slave kid, becomes a Jedi knight, doesn't ever become a Jedi master, I know.
He becomes a Sith master.
A Sith lord, yeah. Mm-hmm. Think about it, yeah, second hand in the Empire, bro, kills his fucking wife.
Yeah, he kills a lot of people. He slaughtered the younglings,
bro.
How can you stand that man? He murdered children. I will say this. Darth Vader is solely responsible for one of the most badass scenes in Star Wars movie history.
You're talking about the scene with him in the...
In Rogue One?
Yeah.
At the end?
At the end?
Yeah. Where it's just dark, you can't see down the hallway, there's smoke coming everywhere, and then you just hear them.
I saw that in 4D in Cambodia.
In Cambodia?
Yeah, and I was in the capital city, like, it's like Phnom Penh, I want to say.
Oh, you were still in the military, right?
No, this is before the military.
Really?
Yeah, I was out there, it was with like a missionary, like, thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was out there teaching English in a village for like 3 months. But we went to like the capital and I saw Rogue One, because me and one of the girls on the team, we were just mega Star Wars nerds. And we're like, we gotta go see this movie. So we convinced the team to go. And it was probably one of the coolest movie experiences I've ever had. I shed a single tear during that scene.
Fantastic movie, by the way. Rogue One is probably one of my favorite like spin-off solo movies. Like,
yeah,
not...
the Star Wars stories.
Yeah, the Star Wars stories. Amazing movie. Oh, but the ending scene where Vader just comes out, lightsaber turns on, he does his thing, just throwing people to the roof, slicing people down, just grab, you know.
Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it, you're a fucking loser.
It's been 8 years.
I know. Been a long time.
But he is responsible for that scene. So yes, I will give him that. However, Han Solo is responsible for the best line in Star Wars movie history.
Enlighten me.
Leia, as he's getting ready to go into the...
Oh, you're talking about I love you?
I know. Yeah, okay. Cold. That was cold. God damn. The word today we use now, the Riz the man had back then.
The Riz.
The Riz he had.
Oh, because I know.
And then he goes into the, what was it called?
Oh.
Carbonite?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's frozen in carbonite.
Yeah.
That.
just the kind of person.
I mean, I get it. Like,
the
I mean,
unlikely hero. Yeah, I feel it. The unlikely hero who, you know, was always out for himself, doesn't buy into the Force. Later on, we come to find out he is a believer in the Force, as, you know, episode 7, 8, 9, right? Sacrifices himself for his son.
Fuck the new movies, by the way, though.
Yeah, Disney kind of Disneyed it up. They fucked it up.
Well, they copied the original movies, man.
Which I'm not super bummed about, but like you kind of like bring it back with the similar.
That was dumb. Similar that was, setup. It didn't feel original at all.
Nothing's original these days.
But like Star Wars, you're building upon an already great, like six movies, trying to continue. First off, continuing the Skywalker saga without even a Skywalker heading in, though I know Kylo Ren technically is kind of a Skywalker. Mm-hmm. But this whole Rey shit, that was bullshit. I think the actress that was lit,
Daisy Ridley?
Yeah, she should never have picked that role up. Because
she's going to reappraise.
I know, and I'm not happy about it. Why not? I think the character is just dumb, dude. I think that whole three movies just need to be erased.
Really?
Absolutely.
So you'll take the prequels over those, the newest three?
100%. I love the prequels. The prequels were my stars. They were coming out when I was a kid.
Oh, man. Phantom Menace was okay.
I didn't see any.
Big fan of Qui-Gon. Big fan of Darth Maul. Obi-Wan.
I saw them after they were out of the theaters.
Attack of the Clones was great. The third one, Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah. What? You nod your head. That was an awesome. This is the best one out of all of
them. It concluded very well.
My favorite is episode 5, of course.
Okay.
Empire Strikes Back. All the way through.
I'm a big fan of A New Hope.
You like, the original?
Yeah.
I mean, I always have a special place for that. That was the first Star Wars I ever watched. Mm-hmm. It was A New Hope. I mean, my parents, like, thank God my parents were my parents. I watched the old ones first. I watched New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, and then Return of the Jedi. And those were the three I constantly watched. And then they let me watch, like, Phantom Menace, Attack on the Clones. And then,
yeah, you got to do the original three, Attack then the prequels, and then, I mean, you do that, and then you watch it through. I mean, it really doesn't matter, because at this point...
No, but I think there's just a love in the original. Like, I fell in love with Darth Vader and the Empire, dude. I mean, I have my Empire tattoo. I'm a huge Empire fan. The Empire should have won.
We don't like the villains to win. We want the heroes to win.
Bro, fuck that shit. When I go through film school, watch. I'm gonna hit up Disney. I'm gonna make a movie for the Empire. It's gonna be lit. Everyone's gonna love it and realize, you know what? The Empire should have won.
you can't expect the evil forces to win when you have so many characters. Altruistic, heroic, good-hearted people willing to sacrifice themselves for the greater good. You just can't beat that. You can't. So again,
I mean,
to my point, you Han Solo I mean, is better than Vader.
You just write it a different way, and the bad guys win.
It's not fun. Nobody leaves feeling happy.
I mean,
the only time a villain wins is in horror movies.
In the horror movies, I mean, I guess that's true.
That's it. As the bad guy wins, you feel hopeless.
Like, win in the horror movies because they always end up killing them, but they just come back.
Yeah, like, or they never were killed and they're just waiting. Yeah, in the dark,
they're dormant now for like 12 years until they strike again. Mm-hmm. What was that, Jeepers Creepers or something like that?
I wasn't a fan of those. The Conjuring series, I'm a big fan of.
See, because I believe in like paranormal shit.
Oh yeah, you have a ghost story?
I've had weird shit happen that like I can't explain. Like I do have like where it was like either like a spiritual thing, a God thing, an angel thing, or something. It almost sounds like all right. I was hiking a volcano in Guatemala, in Antigua.
Okay.
And the volcano is like called Agua. It was just like boiling water was inside this volcano. It wasn't like lava or nothing. Mm-hmm. But it was like an insanely. It was like a fucking like 18-mile hike up. Or something like that. It was like a really long hike up. We even had to get like guards. Like I'll have to show you the picture. I have a picture when we're halfway. It's like me with the guards.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll find a way to slap it in here. There it is. But yeah, no, we were hiking up, and I was towards like the back. I was carrying all these backpacks. All the girls that were like falling behind in this. We had out of the students there because we were in Guatemala for 3 months. There was like I think 25 of us in this group. And It was a long hike. A lot of crazy stuff went down. I patched up some dude's foot. It was nuts. It was a good time. But we get up to the top, and apparently, so this is the one thing. So I don't know. So I'm only taking this because this is what they're all telling me. When you get up, it's like a curve. And you can't really see. It's like towards up, and then here's like the top of it. And you couldn't really see this. I walked around the corner, and like I walk up, and like by this time the group split. Mm-hmm. Like, there was, like, the front group, and then there was, like, the back group. Mm-hmm. And I was chatting with all the people that were struggling and stuff, and we were, like, helping them out. And we get around the corner, and, like, one of the guys comes over. He's like, "Hey, dude, did you see that guy pass you?" And I was like, "Guy? Like, what are you talking about, dude? Like, no one passed me." Mm-hmm. He's like, his face was just like, "What the fuck?" Like, super puzzled. He's like, "No, dude, like, you didn't see a guy pass you?" Like, "No, dude, no one passed me on that path, bro." I was like, "I'm telling you." He's like, and he, like, turns to the other guy, and this other kid's, like, staring at this matchbook. He just has, like, these matches. He's, mm-hmm. like, looking at them, like, he's, like, dumbfounded. He's like, "What?" And he goes, and I'm like, "Why? Like, what's going on?" And he's like, "Dude," he's like, "we got up here, and we've been up here for, like, a little while." And I said, "Man, wouldn't it be awesome if we could start a fire?" And I was like, "Anyone got anything to start a fire?" And like, no one had anything. And he's like, "Dude, man, I really wish I had some matches." And he's like, this guy comes up and goes, hands me these matches, and then walks down and turns that corner. And not 2 seconds later, you turn that corner coming up. Mm. Right? And I was just like, "What?" And the guy's like, like, holding these weird... it was a mind blow, mm-hmm. but I was like, I didn't see anyone. And they were all, like, freaking out about it. So, like, I feel like... And there was more than... There was, like, 8 of them. So, like, I kind of believe that this happened.
Sure, yeah.
I don't know. I choose to believe it, or maybe they're all tripping because they're exhausted after this hike. Who knows?
You know, I've heard stories similar like that.
Yeah.
You know, I saw, like, a Reddit post a guy was talking about. He was in Vietnam or somewhere. And going through the fields and trying to, you know, do a little surveillance of the area. And then somebody comes up who's kind of dressed in like an older attire. Mm. Just like kind of looks at him and just tell him to hush. And then they kind of sit low for a little bit. And as they're waiting, a whole enemy infantry just like walks right in front of them. Like, they're hidden. They're in a secure spot. But just boom.
Yeah.
All these, you know, enemies, you know, whatever, come across. And they wait. And then guy kind of like disappears or whatever. It turns out, you know, the person that we're describing was like the person's great grandfather or something from however long ago.
Huh.
Yeah, it was a trip kind of thing.
A weird thing, yeah.
So I got a personal one myself about a ghost story.
Let me hear it.
I was in Big Bear.
Oh.
And it was with my best friend and his then girlfriend at the time, and I was with my ex girlfriend at the time.
Okay.
And we're staying in this cabin, right?
Right.
So getting up there, we're just going to find a cabin, you know, we're going to go snowboard, whatever, it's going to be a good time. We couldn't find a place to stay until, like, this last ditch effort, this one little cottage area, and they give us this room, this mm-hmm. little cabin. 2 rooms, a living room, and a bathroom adjoined to the room across from where I was sleeping in.
Okay.
So, layout is important for the story because some things happened. The living room, my door opened outwards towards it, and there is a couch right next to the door, okay? Yeah. Couch similar to what I'm sitting on, similar length, right?
Right.
Similar build.
So it's a good size couch.
Yeah, good size couch, you know? So, me and my ex are sleeping in the bed, you know, it's kind of weird because, like, we agreed to go on it, we broke up, it was like a whole thing. But doors open.
Oh, so like the trip was planned before you guys broke.
Yeah. And we're just like, whatever, we're going to go. Like, it was never do that.
Might as well not waste the ski weekend.
Never fucking do that. If you break up with an ex, just don't hang out with
them. I just hope I never see my ex again.
There you go.
I feel like if I ever saw my ex again, I'd be like, "Oh shit. Bye."
Don't even know shit. Just dip. Just not even know.
Dip out, just hide the eyes and walk the other way.
So we go to bed, they go off into their room, we go off in our room. We leave our door open, and the bathroom door is open. So we can see from our bed into the bathroom across the living room, right? So we're trying to go to sleep, and we wake up, it's like 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. Can't sleep, tossing and turning, just uncomfortable. Something's in the air.
Right.
So I look into the bathroom, and I see this, like, red floating kind of ovalish orb, right? And I'm thinking, like, what the fuck is on in there? Like, is that a mirror? Like, it looked reflective like a mirror. Yeah. But it was a soft, pale red, right? Much like the light right here. But it was just like, if you imagine, like, a vanity mirror, you know, ovalish.
Yeah.
And so I'm, like, thinking, like, what the fuck is that? So I try to go back to sleep, whatever. Can't go to sleep. I wake up, I look in the bathroom, it's not there anymore. This is only, like, 30 minutes past, right? So I go to the bathroom, I go, to, you know, in there, I'm at piss, whatever. And I'm looking, like, there's nothing that shape inside the room.
You can keep talking.
So there's nothing that shape in there. So I go, I shut the door, I go back to my room, and I shut that door. So we're trying to go to sleep again. She's tossing, turning, I'm tossing and turning. Can't seem to get to sleep. She needs to go to the bathroom, and she tries to open the door. The door won't open. She's like, yeah, it feels like it's locked. I'm like, shouldn't be locked. Locks on the inside. So then I get up, and I try to open it, and I have to, like, nudge into it hard, like, tackle it. Try to just barge through it. The couch had gotten moved in front of the door. Yeah, and not just a little bit. I'm talking like it was a full half a foot to a foot covering the door. So that was some weird shit. She goes to the bathroom, door's open. We're trying to go to sleep again. And sure enough, that orb comes back, sitting in the bathroom, same spot.
So, oh, that was my phone. Fucking, the couch moved. Or, like, you never got up to go, like, check the orb out, like, to, like...
While it was orbiting?
Yeah, while it was orbiting.
Fuck no!
While it was orbiting? Yeah, while it was orbiting.
Fuck no, why would I do that? Nah, I've seen those movies, I know how that shit plays out, and this thing, like, possesses me. Oh,
always the people that try to run and hide that get fucked up.
No, because that thing could have possessed me, and next thing you know, I'm killing everybody, and I'm on the fucking news.
Oh, what was that fucking story? Isn't that, like, an actual famous
Amityville
story?
Horror?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever watched that movie.
Watch the new one with Ryan Reynolds. Scary as shit. But no, I'm not trying
Ryan
to get...
Ryan Reynolds was in the new one?
The remake, yeah. Like, 2000-something, I forget.
I might have to watch
He had
this.
A big old beard. It was nice.
Oh, man, dude. That stuff creeps me the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
I do not like
so,
that shit.
So, that's what I'm saying, dude. Like, it's funny because, like, my best friend, he's like, oh, he makes fun of me, him and his wife now. Because every time, I used to live with them. Every time we're always in a situation, I always ask, like, is it haunted? You know, when we're trying to live together. Hey, is this house got ghosts? Like, let me know. You got to tell me. And they make fun of me for it. And I bring up that story every single time, and he has nothing to say for it. No answer. He's like, I don't know. Whatever. I'm like, dog, some ghost shit happened.
Some ghost shit happened, bro.
And my ex at the time, my ex that I'm talking to her a few times after that, she's like, yeah, I remember exactly where that cabin is. I'm never staying there again because she experienced it too.
Yeah, so, like, did, like, your friends, like, get her side of the story too? So, like, you got... collaborating stories now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, we collaborate on it, but still, no. There's, you know what it is? Unless you've had it happen to you, you're always going to be skeptical and you're always going to say, there's a logical explanation. It's like...
I'd rather do that, though. I'd rather lie to myself.
Dude.
So I'd rather lie to myself. I'm not being, nah, it's nothing. It's just the wind.
So, I got another one. I was staying at these apartments up in PB. And they used to be World War II World War II housing. So they're made out of concrete. They're old.
You're just unlocking memories inside my brain right now, dude.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So I'm staying with a buddy. He's not there. It's just me. I'm sitting in the living room. I'm playing games. And I will give this piece of information. So, you know, if you want to doubt me, you can. I was high. I smoked a little weed, right?
Hell yeah.
But,
why would anyone doubt that? Oh, you're saying because then they could be like you're high and made it up in your brain.
But so here's what was going on.
Maybe you just are more connected to paranormal shit when you smoke.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Could be.
Yeah.
So the layout of this place was living room and then a hallway that was kind of diagonal from the living room going to a bathroom. The main room was kind of like a triangulated room. Connected, right? So there's a door that faces the living room, and there's a door that goes out to the bathroom that in the hallway, right? I don't know if you paint the picture.
Yeah.
Living room, room, hallway, bathroom. Now, I, being alone, I don't like dealing with fuck, you know, I don't like scary shit. So I shut the door going into his room. I shut it. The latch locked. There's no blowing it open, right?
I close. I don't like open doors.
Fuck yeah. No. Shut the door, and I shut the door on the other end, right? Both are shut. So I'm sitting there playing games, and, you know.
Oh, you want out, puppy? Yeah.
It's like, oh, you're getting scared from the ghost stories?
Yeah, dude. He's like, I see it. He's like, this place is about to be haunted.
Yeah, I see it.
We're about to summon one here.
Oh, fuck no.
Oh, please no.
So, shut both the doors. I'm playing games. I'm chilling. I go to the bathroom, right? I walk back, and I'm getting right back into my thing, just playing games. And I look, because the TV is right next to the door going into his room. And I look like, wait, why is the door open? I shut it.
Oh, fuck.
Why is the door open? I shut it. And all of a sudden, as soon as I thought that, I heard, not like footsteps, like, but I heard the ground creaking, shifting as if somebody was walking towards me. Not like that. Well, yeah, but not like long and drawn. It was like footsteps as if someone's walking. Yeah.
Oh, and like, I'd get out of there so quick.
So that's what I did. I grabbed my phone and I bolted, right? And so like I left the, it worked as, it was in, how would you say, you walk into a main door and then you kind of branch out to the other doors, right, to get into the other apartments.
Yeah, like a lobby. Kinda.
Small lobby. It's not really a lobby, but like it's just kind of connected, right?
Yeah.
So his door is open, and I go out, like I open the door and I walk out and I get to the main door and I leave, right? Well, the main door, it slowly closes. Like it just open and then automatically closes and shuts. So
like that's the front door? The front door.
Not his front door. Oh. His front door's open.
You're talking about his door just slowly shut.
No. So check it. His front door's open because I leave. I didn't shut that door because I was just like freaked out. I just had to get out of there.
Yeah.
So his door's open. I leave out through the main door, the main lobby door.
Yeah.
And so like I'm like, fuck, I need to make sure I got my keys. Like I can't go anywhere. Like, you know.
Oh, you left it open. You left the main door open?
I left his door open. Yeah. The main door is going to shut by itself, right?
Right.
So I leave. And as I'm turning around, like, fuck, I need my keys. I just have my phone. I'm sitting there in Muay Thai shorts and no shirt, like a tank top. Like, I'm just, like, not ready to go out into the world. As I'm heading back to the main door, like, I'm watching it shut. I'm going to grab it. And instead of just slowly closing like it normally does, it starts to close and shuts really fast.
I'd be like, you can keep my keys.
Bruh.
I'm walking home.
So I'm trying to get a hold of my friend. He's not answering his phone. He's around the corner of his parents. But like, I'm at this point where like, fuck, like, what do I do? So I try to call locksmith. I try to get in there. It was a whole thing. And I grab my keys. I grab some clothes.
How'd you end up getting in?
I had a locksmith come. Couldn't fucking open the back lock. So I just opened a window, like took off the screen, probably busted a little bit, opened the door. Paid him for wasting my fucking time, and then I went and grabbed my shit and got the fuck out.
Damn, at least you had a locksmith there. I'd be like, wash my back, bro.
Yeah, no, it was not, dude.
But wash my back. There's some spooky shit going on.
Dude.
We gotta get the Ghostbusters up here, bro.
I'm about to have a fucking exorcism out in there.
Something strange.
Mm-hmm.
Going in,
who am I gonna call?
In the neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
A priest. We don't have Ghostbusters out here.
Ghostbusters.
Dude. It was... Yeah, that one was a trip. Priest.
Oh, dude, I don't know. One girl told me one freaky thing. This freaked me out. I was actually in Guatemala too.
Mm-hmm.
So like I guess a little backstory. Like, I was like just graduating high school, and I was talking about like traveling and stuff. And I linked up with this ministry. So like my parents thought it would be good for me because I was a hoodlum fucking teenager.
I could see that.
Yeah. I went, and apparently you're supposed to be, like, really dedicated to the faith when you went. And I was not. I was fucking stoner, kicking it, bro.
Having premarital sex.
Oh, yeah.
Sinning.
Oh,
smoking
man.
Doobies.
Smoking doobies.
Doing whippets in the bathrooms.
No. Not that far, dude. But yeah, dude, so I was there, and I guess, like, so at a point... I finally actually, like, you know, like, came about, and I was like, you know what, I'm starting to believe all this stuff. I mean, I won't lie. When you're, like, in there, and you can't leave, I just accepted it, man. I went all into it. I was like, you know, I'm going to try this whole faith stuff out.
Okay.
And look at me now. No.
Sinning.
no, not like that. But my mindset has changed drastically. I can always go into that in a little bit. But, like, I went all in. I was like, screw it. So, like, I almost don't even know if it's true, but, like, this girl came up to me. And, like, after I was like, you know what? Fine. And I was like, this whole thing, because everyone, you know how Christians get all excited when someone's like, you know what? Fine. I'll do this. I'll be.
We converted another one.
Yeah, exactly, dude. That's exactly what it was like. Huge thing, dude. They ended up baptizing me again, bro. Mm. Whole thing, bro. I love several people that were on that team. I hope they're all doing good. If you're ever listening to this, Pottersfield family people, love you guys. Even though Pottersfield, I don't think it's a thing anymore. There's actually, like, after I left, there's a whole thing. I got kicked out and all this shit. That whole story arc in my life is a crazy one, dude. I got kicked out when I was in Cambodia. That the tail end of the 3 months.
Really?
I ended up getting kicked out and getting stranded in Cambodia for 3 days. I had, like, call the U.S. Embassy, get my way out. Oh, it's a whole thing, bro. Dude, there's a whole story behind all that. All right, but this girl comes up to me, and she's like, thank God you finally won. Like, we're all in. Thank God you finally got all in. I was like, what you mean? I was like, yeah. I was like, but what you mean? And she's like, well, when you first got here, like, you walked in the room, I was watching you, and I swear I saw this giant shadow figure along the wall following you.
Mm.
And I was spooked a little bit. I was like, oh. And she's like, but I don't see it anymore. And I was just like, the fuck? Like, what? Mm. I was like, don't be telling me some demon following me around or something.
You had a demon following you.
Or something. I don't know, man. But, like,
only demons cast shadows. Angels don't.
I don't know. Yeah, she said it was, like, a really big one, too. And I was kind of spooked a little bit. I was like, man, maybe I did.
Maybe it was a friendly demon.
I don't know. Because, I don't know, man.
Maybe this demon's going to help pull some bitches for you.
And then, in that case, where you at again? I need some help, bro.
Ooh.
My game be so weak. Not really. I'd be still getting it, but not as... I don't know. It'd be weird, man. I'd be weird. I think I'd be too weird for, like, females now.
Yeah?
Because, like, I want to talk. Like, I want to talk about weird stuff. Like, I want to get into deep, weird conversations. And, like, it's hard to find a girl on that same vibe length.
It's hard to find anybody on that same vibe length. I'll tell you right now.
Exactly,
like,
so.
Like, just if there's something that just pops in your mind, like, you know, how do fucking erasers work? How do they make those?
Exactly, and they'll be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, why does it erase stuff?
And then, why, like, does it erase stuff?
Like, how does it do it? What is it, you know? But, like, that, or, like, you want to get deep in, like, you know, how the world and universe came to be, and, you know, the possibilities of afterlife, whatever, like, all those deep, heavy conversations. Not everybody's able to have those. Some people, it scares them to have them.
Do you fear death?
I fear dying, but I don't fear being dead.
You, like, you fear the process of dying?
Yeah, it's painful.
What if it's
There's
quick?
No way to cut it. It's going to be painful.
I mean, there are ways to cut it.
But... side to side, not up and down. Take the side streets, not the highway. I got a little dark. Yeah, no. I mean, you could get shot in the head, or you can... an explosion or whatever.
Something quick. Nuke.
Yeah.
Done.
That's what I mean. Like, it's not being dead that scares me. It's how I die that is scary.
I mean, can't really control that, dude. I mean, I guess you can control as best you can, but at the end of the day, dude, it's just the day. I feel like that's the moment you really find out who the fuck you are.
Sure.
Like, I mean, like, I'm not saying, like, oh, your life flashes before your eyes. No, I'm saying, like, it comes down, like, for us, like, showing that, you know, I'm a fucking man. I'm gonna meet my last, like, opponent with fucking some honor, respect, and I'm gonna go into this shit right.
Well, I mean, that's saying that if it's a person or whatever, something you can fight, that is.
Not even fight, but no, what I'm saying is, like, death, like, how people say, like, death's like an old friend. Like, that's how I kind of look at life. When it comes, man, like, I don't want to be crying about it. I don't want to be sniveling and being like, oh, I don't want to go yet. Please, give me one more day. Fuck that. Like, I want to look at death and just be like, it's time. Okay. I guess, like, I'm out of here. Like, peace. I'm about to go check out the last great adventure we get to take.
So that's a great way to think about it, and you can only get there if you feel like you've done everything you can on Earth. Or you have that perspective of every day is just extra at this point. Like,
I mean, facts. Yeah. In a way, it is.
Like,
yeah.
For me, like, I'm going to be 34 in a month, and I'm like, there's still things I want to do. There's still things I need to accomplish, you know? Like, there's things that I, you know, want to
enjoy and partake in. But I feel like, then every day I get a lot, like, get a breathe, is one more day I get to take a step closer to achieving my dreams. Mm-hmm. But if that's cut short, that's cut short. Because at the end of the day, when you're dead, you're dead. It don't matter anymore. Don't matter about my hopes, dreams, aspirations. When I'm gone, it's fucking... But if I get there, if I'm alive, I can keep on going.
Do you think that when you're dead, that's it, the end of your consciousness?
I mean, I won't lie. I think being brought in the faith and all that, I gotta throw my ring into the heaven ring.
You think there's a heaven?
I think there's a heaven, or that there's some form of
paradise, or paradise, just afterlife,
like something like that, man. Like, so, an afterlife, yeah, or I don't know. As far as that's the thing. That's why I look at death as like the great last journey you get to take, because you have no idea what's on the other side. We could say it's heaven. I could say we're gonna be reincarnated. Mm-hmm. I could say all sorts of shit, but we don't fucking know.
So then, do you believe in a hell?
I mean, yeah. If I have to take an if I'm gonna go that there's a heaven, I gotta believe that there's a hell.
But my problem with this is, why is there a hell?
That's a great question. I don't know. Why I found that hell... too. See, I'm in the stage of my life where I'm questioning everything and anything, and really trying to find my path.
So that's the question. Yeah. Why is there a hell? Why is there a place where the fallen angel, the first of the fallen, rules it, and all the bad people go there, working hand in hand with God? Even though this angel disobeyed God, right?
I wouldn't say he's working hand in hand. Because the way the Bible kind of puts it, right, is it's just sin can't exist where God is.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're sinful, and I guess, and it says in a way, I guess you can cleanse your sin is accepting Jesus and inviting him into your life, and then you would be protected now. Like, you're still, like, not perfect in understanding that. But if you don't accept that, you're accepting all your sin. You're accepting that you're just sinful, and sin can't exist where God is. So you can't exist in heaven.
So then my question is that you have to accept God. You have to accept... You have to accept Jesus to be entered into heaven, right?
Yeah. He's like your golden ticket.
Sure. So if you have to accept Jesus to get into heaven, what about every other person that has a different religion, have a different belief?
You ever listen to the episode with Kevin on it? My podcast episode with Kevin?
I don't think so.
No? You should. But we're about to talk about the same
thing. Let's talk about it.
On there, because I launched a theory that my little brother told me one time. We were smoking together. Mm-hmm. My little brother dropped this little theory on me, and I have been fucking with it in my head ever mm-hmm. since, because I could see it.
Mm-hmm.
So, if God, right, is this all-powerful God, mm-hmm. right, why wouldn't he have come down to each culture in a way that they would understand it?
Mm-hmm.
So, what if God is Buddha? What if God is Hindu? What if God is all that? But in coming to us and for us understanding, like, if you spoke French, me speaking English is not going to do anything to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to find out how to speak French to you. So that's what he kind of did. God came down. He's like, okay, these people would understand if I came in this form. These people would understand if I came in this form.
Mm-hmm.
And these people would understand this form. All leading to the one God,
mm-hmm.
but in different ways for you, different translations for mm-hmm. people to understand, for cultures to latch on, because he knew that this is the shift that they're going to go in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Kind of
could
that.
Be.
Yeah.
See, I'm all on board for like a main source. I don't believe it necessarily to be a person residing in heaven or paradise, but I'm all for a main source where we all come from. Like, right. You want to hear what I believe?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
because it's a lot. Like, it's a thing. Like, it's a like brace yourself, buckle up.
You want to sit back? grab the stizzy real quick.
Yeah.
Continue.
So, I've been doing a lot of soul searching over my last, you know, 3-4 years, right? A lot of just kind of contemplating life and the world and just, you know, listening and understanding, learning, all these things, right? Not just like religious take, but spiritual beliefs, consciousness and all that. I believe that we all come from a main source. And I say source because I don't know what it is. Like, I'm not going to say it's deity, God. I'm not going to say, you know, we all come from this collective source.
Would you say creator? Like a creator?
Absolutely.
So, okay. So you believe in a creator.
Absolutely. I believe in a creator. So, like, this source, though, that's what I refer to him.
Yeah.
It, source. So this source, we are all essentially a part of. And the source, if you want to say God or whatever, takes us, takes our souls, takes this, like, strips us from the source, sends us out to experience life, to experience all these things, right? Smell, touch, taste, vision, hearing, everything. We experience these things. We experience our emotions, our highs, our lows, happiness, joy, right, exuberance, sorrow, you know, despair, all this stuff. We experience a multitude of emotions. And through life, we have this journey, right? I say air quote journey, to have these experiences. And then through this, it takes us back to the source where we return this knowledge, this experience that we've gained from it. In a sense, you know, to help mature our souls and to reach maybe nirvana, reach some sort of place where we don't need to come back and learn these things.
Enlightenment,
in a sense, yeah. It's just a never-ending quest for enlightenment. Maybe that's the source's goal, is to achieve this feeling. Maybe the source is...
So like, the source hasn't achieved, like, peace, like, full peace, and is searching for it?
Maybe. Sense, is that what you're kind of maybe, saying? Or the source wants to experience things. Like, you know, like, how can this grand source experience things if it's all-knowing, all-powerful, almighty?
Oh, so you're saying, like, it's curious. Like, it wants to know what it's like to be a human. So sure. It lives through all of us as we experience life.
It wants to know how these emotions, these feelings happen through any which instance. Because for me, how else would you explain?
So we're like an experiment. We're like an experiment for this.
Sure, thing. Could be. Could be experiment.
Yeah.
Could be... you know, we're gathering information or collecting, you know, these feelings or trying to mature our souls. Like, whatever goal it has, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But that, to me, that makes more sense, because why else would, you know, you explain children being, and I say this because it's fucked up and sad.
Right.
And what's this, Ricky Gervais or whoever, like these atheist, you know, comedians or talk show people, whatever, say. But like, why would God allow horrible things to happen to children that can't comprehend why these things are happening, can't fathom it? Same thing with, you know, people that have all these awful things happen to them,
right?
But it's like, you know, there was a girl that I used to hook up with back in the day, and she went to the San Diego Christian College.
I don't know.
So it's like they have textbooks for biology and sciences that are like Christian related.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, it's fucking useless information. We're talking like, the Earth is 6,000 years old. However, certain scientists believe it could be older.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've heard the 6,000 year
creationism belief. People, yeah. Right?
That I don't know about, yeah.
So I'm not...
6,000 years old, though.
Here's my thing. I'm going to talk shit about it because it's just fucking ludicrous to me. But anyways. So that's, to me, like, why would those things happen if there's an all-power, all-knowing God? And there's a you know.
Well, because it could just like you were saying, just see. If you were saying the source was like an experiment, why wouldn't he? Let's see what happens if this bad thing happens to this person.
Could be.
Exactly, could be. But, or like, it's just, if you were to even go, like, I guess Christian, I guess, teaching, it's more of, all right, we're in a fallen world. You know, they always say that, we're in a fallen world, which is true. I mean, I guess, like, you got to think about it. Society is going to go its way. God gave us his manuals. Like, I'm going to say manuals because I do like the theory that he came down to each, like, thing. Say he gave us his textbooks and he's like, here you go. This will be the best life. And all the different teachings are of love.
Mm-hmm.
Finding happiness, really finding the passion of life.
Mm-hmm.
If we all followed them, I guarantee you our society, like, even just teachings on love, we could take bits out of it. I don't care. The world would be a lot better place.
I can agree with that.
Exactly. So, why is God like gonna be like, oh, I gotta make sure everyone's always healthy, gotta make sure the world's not falling apart while this is happening? He created us. Now we're just going through a creational process. He's watching. He was like, I gave you guys my instructions, my guidebook, my way to figure it out.
But to that point, though, if this is a one shot where we are judged on this life that we live, we go to heaven or hell based on whether or not we can accept Jesus or whether we can be good people, then why is it that people that don't get to grow up to
expose? But there's something in the Bible about that, I think. Like, at least in the Bible. I don't know about the other books. At least, I mean, there is, like, where, like, kids are always welcome to heaven. He talked about
that. What if a kid is a fucking asshole?
Like what? Till what age? Age like 8-year-old?
6-year-old kid fucking punching people in the dick. What if he's a fucking asshole?
Better, or his parents didn't teach him. See, like when that, that falls back on the parents. I don't think God's going to be like, sorry, kid, you were an asshole for punching kids in the dick. He'd be like, dude, your parents didn't do it right. And you didn't get to the stage where you were able to figure that out.
What if there was a little sociopathic 8-year-old that fucking murdered somebody?
I don't know. You gotta think, but their brains aren't even close to being developed.
I'm just saying.
Like anything, like mental. But what if that kid just had a mental health problem that they just didn't catch?
Right. But here's the thing. Why did God let that happen? All-knowing, all-powerful sees
all. Why does God let war happen? He doesn't let it happen. We're the ones letting it happen. Unfortunately, us as humans, we're the plague on the earth. Sure. We're the ones diseasing the earth. We're the reason birth defects and all this crap.
We like to fuck our cousins and brothers and sisters.
Exactly, bro. All them. You know, that was a lot back in the past, bro. Them ancestors really been fucking themselves, you know?
So not only that.
They really be doing that, like, fucking Rome, bro. They really were all about that.
Everyone was banging their family. Also, something that not a lot of people know. So prior to 20th century life, everybody back in like colonial era and before that, they brewed their own alcohol.
So that's pretty fire. I wish we kept that skill, because then everyone would just be brewing their own shit.
That was their thing. Like during colonial times, everybody was drinking beer. Kids were drinking beer. Parents were drinking beer. Like,
didn't they think it was good for you too?
Probably.
I'm pretty sure they thought it was like a health benefit as well.
Dude, that's like because they had no other way to like, you know, they didn't have all the clean water.
They
were all just
drunk and they're like, this is the best thing. You know what? I think this is healthy for you. I like that.
Women were drinking. So you think about all that like
fetal alcohol. So is it God or have we just fucked ourselves?
Oh yeah, we fuck ourselves.
Exactly, dude. So we're just looking for someone to blame. And who else to blame than God?
All right, let me ask you this question because this is a good point that someone had made. I think it probably was Ricky Gervais. If you were to burn all of the Bibles in the world,
okay.
If you were to destroy every single biblical text and someone was to come back and try to rewrite it over the years, they would not be identical.
No. You know, I feel like I had this talk with my dad one time.
Yeah.
I talked about it. I was like, but it wasn't about just the Bibles. I was like, it wasn't even my dad. It was my boy John. We were smoking. It was something along this line. Yeah, it wouldn't be identical unless someone had a photographic memory. Or
the stories wouldn't even happen the same.
No, I don't know. But okay, so say that happens. What's the point? Are you saying that, like,
we're talking religion versus, if we're talking religion, the counterpart is usually science, right? Whereas through science, if we destroyed every science textbook,
we could just rediscover it, I guess.
We would rediscover it, and it would all be the same principles.
But I guess, yeah. I mean, you'd have to get on a nose, or, you know, dude, I'm going to have to explore that one a little more. Because I don't know if I have the right comeback or even to add on to that, because it would be different. But I think the teachings for everyone that followed the faith, I mean, it would just be a lot of, it would be a very big collective effort trying to get them right.
Mm-hmm.
But if they couldn't, it would be just trying to teach them as best you could, as closely to the original. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You'd hope you just... that's a tough thing. I'm going to have to...
I'll give you another one.
I loved it as my dad. I always go to him with any religious stuff. He got a master in divinity.
Mm-hmm.
He knows all of them.
So I'll give you another one. On Stephen Colbert, Late Show... Ricky Gervais was talking. I quote him with this stuff because he has a lot of good points with it, right? But you know, he's talking like, you as a Christian man, you know, you believe in one God, right? And he's like, well, one God through three people, but yeah. So let's say there's like 3,000 gods, right?
Right.
You don't believe in those. You believe in your one. So you deny one less God than I do. You deny 2,998 gods, 99 gods.
Right.
And I deny 3,000. So there's just that one difference. And it's like, oh, that's another perspective.
Okay, that kinda... But what happens if there's not 3,000? There's only one. And that guy goes up. He goes, whoop, I got it wrong.
Well, hey, you and can't discount exactly. The rain god Quetzalcoatl.
You exactly. Know? Like, that's the thing. We won't know until it happens, until we cross that line. We just got to hope we're right.
I like to think that if I die, whatever God is like, hey, man, you didn't believe in me, but you know what? I believed in you. Come on in.
Way to go, champ.
Here's your participation ribbon.
You'll get them next time.
in your next life, your rebirth.
Oh man, damn. I don't know, man. It's such a tricky thing, man. It's such a tricky rabbit hole to go
you
down.
You know what's cool about it, though, is we're all going to find out eventually.
Eventually, yeah.
You know?
You just spooked so many people out by saying that. So many people just have, like, the fear of death, I guarantee you, or just like, fuck.
Dude, that's the thing. Like, if you live every day like it's a gift. If you live last. Every day and make the most out of it, death is not scary.
Hey, Timothy, if you're listening to this, today's your last day.
Timothy.
I don't even know a Timothy. I just said a random one. I hope a Timothy listened to
like,
this.
Like, there's a Timothy that's going
to
hear this.
There's a Timothy that's listening to this. Be like, what the fuck?
They called me out.
They called me out. Don't do it, Timothy. You're worth it.
Oh.
You are worth it.
Oh,
man.
We went from possibly just random occurrence of dying to him taking his own life?
Oh, shit. I don't know. Well, I said this is his last day. And I was like, what if he was like, there's a Timothy. And somehow he was like, I'm jump off a bridge. My podcast is on a radio coming across. And it's just, Timothy, you're worth it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. God. I was the angel moment for him, bro. What could if he's like, what?
You're going to start saying random names now just every podcast.
Every podcast.
Claire, don't do it.
Claire, don't.
Michael, stop.
You're worth more than that, John.
No, you're not, John.
Oh, damn.
Damn. Oof.
Ooh.
That was a joke.
dude. I'm dead. Oh, my gosh, bro. Oh, my gosh. You're going to see this, too, tonight.
What?
All right, bro. Bro, I was at IR. Literally. Fuck, I gotta dude, all my days are mashing up together. Fucking Thursday night. It was karaoke night.
Oh, they got the karaoke on Thursdays
yeah.
now?
Hell yeah. Different dude now. I like the other guy. But it was a weird vibe there. But there's this, like, Latino mom. She's, like, 37 or something. And I was just vibing, and I was wearing a shirt that said, I Heart Hot Moms.
Very coincidental.
No, yeah. Dude, she had a rocking body. She's a tiny little thing, too. Mm. But,
Was she a double bagger?
But boobies? She
no, had no, heavies, no. Bro. Double bagger, like one for her face and one for yours in case hers breaks off.
She looked like she aged on her face and nowhere else on her body.
Oh, no skincare routine.
Yeah, I must. But dude, I was chilling and she, like I was like two blunts in. I'm vibing, bro. I'm drinking. I'm having a good time. I was running on pool, bro. Me and my little brother, Caleb, fucking came. Like we were running on pool, dude. We're like. Kill. We left on like a 3-0 streak, and then I picked up with another guy. We started winning. I'm telling you, tonight we're gonna have to play for drinks again. I can see what happens.
It's different when I'm not making the drinks.
Yeah, we'll just play for one drink. We won't settle tabs.
We'll bring it back. We'll bring it
exactly.
back.
Exactly. Yeah. We'll have to see. I was pretty on fire. But she like read my shirt. She's like, oh yeah, hot mom. She's like, I'm a hot mom. I was like, yeah, you trying to fuck? Like, just straight up, dude, I was just chilling, but, like, when I'm loose, I don't care. But, like, I was laughing at, like, I wasn't serious. But I think the entire night, bro, this lady really thought I was trying to back her. And I was like, I'm going with it. I'm going with this all the
way. Did you do it?
No.
Why not?
I did because her son was home. She said, I'd have you over, but my 17-year-old son's home. So I was like, okay. And I was like, I'm going to go with it. I was like, okay, we could be quiet. Yeah. I was like, well, we can throw on a movie, get some cuffs. And dude, she was all about it. And I was just like, and she's like, I don't know. And she's like, I was like, look, girl, I'm just chilling. I'm just playing around. I'm vibing. But dude, throughout the night, she kept coming to me and be like, trying to like, no, we can't. And I was just like, I was like, dude, she really like thinking I'm trying to go home with her. And I was like, maybe I would though.
She's saying that,
but she asked me when I was gonna be there next. And I was like, I'm doing a podcast episode with Mitch on Saturday. I was like, how'd you be here on Saturday? He said something about coming here, and she was like, you're gonna be here? I'll be here. And like, I was like, dude, she shows up tonight, bro.
She's gonna show up tonight.
I'm gonna point her out, bro.
And she's gonna tell her 7-year-old son, hey, go stay with your friend Jacob tonight.
17, bro. No, she said that she didn't have him tonight. Yeah, she already let me know that it's a possibility. And I'm just like, I don't think I'm going to do it, dude.
Why not?
Because I got standards. But
is it that bad?
Her face ain't. Just, you'll see, man. Her body would be awesome. Maybe paper bag it. But
yeah, just turn the lights off.
All of the lights, all of the lights. Nah, man. I ain't like that. But that's why I say I'm like out of the game, dude. I don't even be fucking on the regular. Here's the thing.
You got to start doing it for the story. It's not about.
It's true. Like, it's not about. One time I was at R, I banged this 37-year-old mom. Yeah. She wasn't that hot, but her body was rocking.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Nobody needs to know that she wasn't hot. All you do is you go along with it. You get the story because who knows?
You go there. You got to be honest about it. You got to be like, well, someone asked her, was she hot? And you'd be
If someone asked, you'd be like, I mean, she's nothing to write home about, but guess what she did? And then it's not about how she looked. It's about what she did. Maybe she's got a technique. Maybe she puts two fingers at the butt. I don't know. No. But you got to know.
I'd scream. I'd be like, hey, mommy.
She'd probably be like, you know what? I misjudged you. I thought you were down with it. You might have to go.
I thought you were down with the sickness, but you're not.
So I'm saying, dude, it's like, it's not.
Who knows? Maybe I will. I'm pretty crazy. It depends on the moon. You never know. I might be a little sauce tonight, and I'd just be like, them 37-year-old titties looking like pillows right now.
They might.
I'm just trying to put my face in them.
Now you have to. If we're going there.
Dude, I'm just gonna look at her,
you better point her out, and I'm going to make sure it happens. I'm going to facilitate it.
She's probably going to walk up to me, and she'll be like, tonight's the night. And I'll be like,
okay. He'll probably leave 5 minutes after it. She's not even going to want to. She might buy you one drink.
Buy you one drink and take it home. No, I'd be like, girl, back off. Let me vibe for a while. Let's see if this even happens. Let's see if I'm in the mood for it.
No, you just go, and you come back.
Wait, you're saying I'm that quick?
No, I don't know. All night. It could be an hour. It could be two.
All night long. No.
Nobody does it all night long. That is a myth.
No, okay. Nobody. You can go a few rounds.
You go for 20 minutes for the first round. You wait an hour and a half. You have a Gatorade.
An hour and a half?
I'm older, so hour and a half for me. You slam a Gatorade. You fucking...
Slam a Gatorade. Hydrate.
Yeah, you get back at it. Yes. That one's maybe 45 minutes, but nobody's going
pop
all
another
night.
Viagra, and I'm good to go.
I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet.
Nah, dude. I mean, I don't know. It's all up to my pee-pee, really. Because, like, I could totally go, and we're going for a while. We could go 5 minutes the first round, 10, 15, 20, 30. I've had some freak ones where it's, like, 40. Like, and it's just, like, crazy. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, damn, dude, I was on one or something. It's probably, like, when you're on that right level where you're just that drunk, but you're just, like, you're on that good level. And you just can't nut, but you're just hard.
Well, for me, when I've been there, it's just because usually it's not that good. And I have to, talk myself into it and think and kind of...
Dude, I won't lie. Just because I'll be thinking while doing it, I'll just be like, my mind will be off. I'll be off. That's the key, guys. Go watch, like, imagine a TV show while you fucking... And try to watch the entire episode, like, from memory. I'm telling you, you'll last longer. Because, like, you're just not thinking about that anymore. Sure. She grabbing, clawing, all that stuff, and you're thinking about...
You're watching Scrubs in your
exactly,
head, like,
bro.
Oh, my God.
Well, when some dude goes there, it's just, like, the weirdest fucking show, like, Little Rascals or some shit like that. The worst thing ever. Goes to a whole movie of, like, his family at his birthday party.
I hope she is there tonight, because I want to see this go down.
Oh, it's funny, dude. It probably ain't gonna happen, dude. I'm vibing. I don't know.
It's gonna happen.
I don't need sex anymore in my life.
What? Did you? No, what?
I'm lying. I need it.
Are you celibate now?
No, dude. I need it every, like, I've realized. I need it, like, every 3 months.
Every 3 months.
That's it? Yeah, dude. Like, because I'll meet up, you know, cute girl, all that shit, get it out of my system. And then, like, I'll be good for, like, 3 months. Like, I'll get horny and stuff, but not, like, oh shit, I need pussy. Damn. About that 3 month mark, he's like, damn, I need a fuck.
I'm like 3 weeks. 3 months.
But don't you have a girlfriend?
Yeah, not anymore.
Wait, was it? Wait, the ex at the thing was. Whoop, hold up.
Oh,
hold up. Okay. Yeah. What? Change the
battery.
Yeah, it's that time, dude. We just hit like an hour mark. Oh, this fucking hair.
Need a haircut? I got you, dog.
Yeah, no. I'm only at like 7 months. I'm trying to see how it goes for a year. Alright. Bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
So, I just, you know, when you live with someone, sometimes you run the risk of just kind of being a roommate. It was just the whole thing. I don't, you know.
You don't have to get into it, but...
Yeah, dude, man. 2.5 years is over. So yeah,
doesn't it like feel like such a waste of time after that shit's over?
Like, no, like, not a waste of time.
I guess, I mean, like, yeah, I mean, okay. I guess not a waste of time in where you can always take what you've learned and growth as a person in the 2 years.
Yeah.
And all of that. But, like, a waste of time, like, saying, like you just more of, like, it feels like another person wasted your time for, like, 2 years. Right. You're all your personal stuff you can take with you. I won't lie. I feel like I'm just like, damn, I could have spent those 3 years doing so much more, filling that time with so much, like, different shit than having to worry about a fucking girl.
Well, you know, more like for me, it was, you know, I live with my best friend and I, you know, spent a lot of time with her. We got to do a lot, experience a lot, you know, just didn't work out, you know, things started hitting a wall and, you know, it's...
So you're back hunting again?
Nah, not at the moment, no. This was like about a month ago.
Oh, you fresh. You're fresh. Yeah, you're fresh. Yeah. I don't know. I
Dude, I have had zero desire to go talk to women.
It was like 2 months. It was 2 months after my relationship. I think I sent it with another girl. Because I was just like, dude, I gotta send it with someone else. Like, I can't like let my ex be like my last until like whatever. I was like, I'm sending on this one chick. She came around, I was like, oh, she's cute. Boom.
Yeah. That what it was? It was two palms.
It was. Hey, you cute. I'm done.
Man. Nah, that's the thing. Like, I don't know. Maybe after another 2 months, like, you know, I'm not really focused on that. That's what I am, man.
Yeah. I'm not focused. Like, I definitely have no room for a relationship. So literally, like, and I'm not like about hookup culture anymore. We all went through that phase.
But, what do you mean? Like, what's wrong with hookup culture?
There's nothing wrong with hookup culture. I'm just saying, like, I'm not about it anymore. Like, I'm not living in that kind of culture anymore.
You don't want to just go bang random chicks?
Not really, because there's so much, like, time and effort in that. See, that's the thing. I've been in my head a lot about
it. You're going to let time and effort stop you from getting your dick wet?
Sometimes. Like, because I could be doing something else or, like, just chilling. I don't know. Me and my alone time is, like, really important to me now.
I fuck with that. I really do.
I don't know. It's just where my mind is right now. And because each time, like, I do, because, like, I'll get that point where I'm like, dude, I need a fuck. I'm like, all right, time to, like, hunt. Like, throw on the charm. And, like, I don't even show how, like, weird I am with girls. Like, I don't show this side of me. I will throw on just the normal, sometimes douchebag. I won't lie. I don't know. You got to feel it out with a girl, bro. Or just funny, chill. Like, I'll just lay back. I'll just be a layback Cali chill dude. Mm-hmm. And fucking that'll work. I'll get my dick wet. And then I'll be like, all right, I'm good for another 3 months.
And taste their own.
Yeah, exactly. Well, like, I guess it comes in waves. Because, like, who knows? Tonight I could be hit by a huge wave of horniness. And the next thing you know, I'm banging a 37-year-old mom.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Eating all our fruit snacks.
Yeah, dude. I better be like, you better cook me up some, like, food.
No, she's not going to cook free food. You got to raid the pantry. You got to get the snack drawer going. You know, whatever leftover she got.
Nut on her stomach, leave her on the bed, and then walk over to the kitchen and start eating her food.
That is a savage move. That is a savage move. That is disrespectful to her.
Clean that up.
I do not condone that. That is disrespectful. She invites you into her home. She lets you smash. She lets you... get into her pantry drawer. You clean up her stomach. How fucking dare you?
Wait, she let me into the pantry?
I mean, the fact that you're inside the home, you have access to the pantry.
What? That's not true.
Next thing you know, you're going to wipe your dick on her son's Xbox. Yeah. Yeah, that's the vibe you're giving me right there. You're like, I'm just claiming this is mine.
The biggest dominant move ever.
That poor kid. And you know what he's going to do? He's going to pay it forward and do it to someone else's
while mind. He's gaming, bro. I'll just walk in and just fling my nut on his TV.
Oh, you're an animal. Absolute fucking savagery. Barbaric.
Just on the napkin, you just throw it, sticks to the TV, and clean that up.
That kid would fight you, and I would support
him. I would hope so. I would hope so.
He needs
so.
To defend his honor.
I
would hope
anyone, if a man walked into your room, I don't care who you are, if he threw a nut rag on your TV, you're throwing hands. If you just take that, if you just take that.
That child better fight you. I would fight you.
I would hope so. I do it. You just buzz in the door. No, not tonight, bro.
Oh, my Ow. God.
Hey, dude, maybe you can take my place. Hey, I know it's only been a month, but I got a 37-year-old with some tatas.
You know, I'm past. That's you. You already put in the groundwork. I'm not going
to
take that from you.
I didn't mean to put in the groundwork. See, that's the thing is, I'll be joking too much. I play too much. And, like, the thing is, oh, this is another bad thing I realized. I'll be joking, but, like, in my head, I know the joke, and no one else knows the joke, but I think it's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the dumbest thing, because no one else will, like, know I'm joking.
Well, certain things gotta
because
have context
Because I'm just like,
for,
I'm like,
right?
Oh, I'm totally joking in my head. But, yeah, like, I'll context. Be like, well, yeah, no, but it's dumb. Because, like, that, like, with a lady, like, talking to me, I'll be like, oh, yeah, we could go back to your place. Oh, we can throw a movie on. Yeah, cuddle up. Like, in my head, I'm being so sarcastic right now. I'm being, like, this is funny. This is funny that someone's actually believing this right now. I don't tell them I'm ever joking, though, like that. And they'll be like, yeah. And she'll be like, okay, yeah. And they'll walk away and be like, oh, that was so funny. This person that thinks I'm legit, while I'm over here thinking I'm the funniest dude in the world. See, I have a bad communication skill there.
You might just need to work on that a little bit, you know? Just a wee bit.
Just like a smidge, dude. Oh, dude, yeah. Oh, man. I think I'm breaking, dude. I'm just breaking.
Well, we'll find out, because I know...
I'm finding new horizons.
Sounds like she's going to be there, and we're going to be there.
If she's there, dude, that's kind of weird, because I literally told her, I was like, look, dude, I'm just vibing. I'm just like, I'm vibing, like, killing. She's like, you'll be here on Saturday? I was like, yeah, like, that's the plan. She's like, okay, I'll be there. She's like, it seems stalkerish now.
Well, you know, you didn't leave your number for her.
I know, see, that should have been a telltale sign. I didn't ask for her number. I didn't give her my number. Like, that's your next step. That's how you know, okay,
so
mysterious. We in that move.
Yeah, I'm excited to go back there. It's been so long since I've been into the IR.
Dude, IR is always a fucking good
place. That's one of my favorite places to go. I live down south, so it's hard for me to get up there, but I love it.
How far away do you live?
I live in Point Loma.
Oh, yeah. I would say, dude, that was my last sex, a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Was she cute?
Yeah, she was.
She's single?
Yeah. Why? I'm not bagging a girl that's not single. No, she was cute. Yeah, no, I was over there. Homies are in Point Loma and stuff. But me and her had a little rendezvous, and she was cute. She was a private contractor.
Ooh.
Like, she's working on subs and stuff like that. She's from the East Coast.
Of course.
She was cute. She was, oh, bro, she was fire. Fire. That was some of the best sex I've had in a minute.
Mm.
It was fire. It was solid stuff. I just met her up at her hotel in Point Loma. I was already there. So, boom.
Hotel sex.
Oh, yeah. Nasty.
Ugh. Rubbing your dick on the curtains when you're done?
Oh, yeah. On the TV screen, too, for the maids to clean up later. I just saw if I could shoot it up there. She just, like, gave me a handy. She just aimed it at the TV. Yeah, we're like, nah, these maids are going to have to clean up mine.
That's fucked up. You're an asshole.
I left them in the drawer. I just noted in the drawers.
Oh, yeah, on the Bible in the drawers, too?
No, I moved that over. I would not do that.
Yeah, that is sinful.
That is wrong.
Sacrilegious.
That's wrong.
That's where you draw the line?
That's where I draw. I wouldn't do that even on the Buddhist book or whatever.
The
that's
Quran? Muslim?
That's Muslim, yeah. No, I don't know the Buddhist teachings. The teachings of Buddha or something like that. I don't know. What's the Hindu Bible?
You know, I don't know what the Hindu book is.
Book of Hinduism?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I just know the Quran.
See, the Bible got it right. At least they have a rememberable name. The Bible. Quran. Everyone knows the Bible.
Everyone knows the Quran.
But the Quran is like just like a different form of the Bible, isn't it? Like literally, it's almost like the same.
The Quran like way, goes on like further different. Because they believe that Jesus was not the last prophet.
That yeah, it's like a continuation. They believe that Muhammad was. See, those ones you can tell are like I don't know. Maybe that was God's way of going. Hey, they won't. They will always think something's after. So I'll give them this like for their culture, or but like that's where I kind of go. Those. Like, I never want to say I think a religion got it wrong or anything, but it makes me think and question those kind of religions a little bit because it's like a continuation of another religion. It's almost like they're like, we like that one. We just want to add some stuff
to so it. You think the Quran is
I don't know. Younger? I've never read the Quran.
The Quran is older than the Bible.
No, it's not.
It sure is.
What? Yeah. I thought the first scripts of the Bible were way older. They're finding texts from the Bible that are way older.
Dude, there's religions that go back to ancient Sumeria prior to, you know, common civilization we know. Okay,
right. But, like, I'm saying, but, like, didn't you literally just said it's like the Bible, but they don't believe Jesus is the last prophet.
Right, they don't. Muhammad is the last prophet.
Right. So, like, but, like, so everything about Jesus' life is the same in the Quran?
I don't know.
Yeah,
so, I know.
It's terrible to be speaking about this because we don't fucking even that's, know.
Yeah, dude. For me, I don't talk about it much.
I'm just saying, like, and like, look at the Book of Mormon and stuff.
Mormons are fucking. If you're a Mormon, your religion is wrong. Here's why I say that because you know hey, what?
If it's your happiness, guys, it's your happiness. I don't like, know, but like, see, but it's like that. It's like a continuation Mormonism of the Bible.
Is like within the last 200 years.
It happened like 1800s. Yeah,
yeah. It's like no.
They have whole colleges. I was watching this thing on TikTok about like the guy was walking around. I think BYU or something. He's like, "What's the craziest thing you've seen on campus?" And they'd be like, "What's your favorite party drink?" They'd be like, Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Like, all these things. He's yeah. like, he's like, what's too long to get married? What would you...
You know
like,
what? They can't even drink Dr. Pepper because it has caffeine and there's no mind-altering yeah, stuff. Yeah,
you can't. So yeah. Maybe that's why it's a party drink there, bro.
Dude, that's what I'm saying.
Breaking the rules.
Like, dude, Mormons, like... here's the thing with it. I've been to several Mormon places, like, campuses.
It's and, just
like,
so they can have multiple wives and lots of children.
Maybe. It's a cult. Mormonism is a fucking cult. So, I know you're hesitant.
I'm like, I can't really, like, sit on the fence. Like, I'm always like, dude, I should, like, but, like, I don't know. That's one just religion I just do not understand. I do not get. I've been to churches. I've had people try to convert me to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I went to fucking pho. Like,
I went to Hawaii. I went to Oahu. And I went to the Polynesian Cultural Center. Mormons went there, fucked everything up. You know, they decided to Mormonized shit.
But what does that even mean, Mormonized?
Mormonized. They fucking, they whited it up. You know, they tried to save the natives because what they believe in is wrong and sinful. That kind of bullshit, right?
Really?
So,
I didn't know anything about this stuff. Oh, yeah. I have to look into this.
Oh, dude, the Mormons went and fucked up Hawaii.
So, like what years is this happening? Like,
20th century. We're talking, like, mid-19, early 1900s.
So, like, when we, like... We're just up there, and they're like, "You guys believe in this? We're gonna teach you different."
Yeah, it's the old, you know, white religious trope. You go to a foreign country where there's natives.
They're doing like missionary work.
Missionary work, right?
Yeah.
So while there, it's so weird because these girls were like talking to us, and like they were just like, "Oh my God, you're here from San Diego. You wanted to come to our place, our worship? Like yeah, like we love it here. Like oh my gosh, like everything was just like."
It felt superficial.
It didn't feel superficial because I know they believed it.
It felt like a happy town. Like, but they're all on the happy pill.
It felt like they were like literally taking brainwashing happy pills.
Yeah.
Like where just creepy. The enthusiasm and excitement was just not
those
natural.
Those are like, they had cult feeling.
Right.
Cult feeling.
They like, I'm sorry, I'm not about to put on the white Adidas and drink the Kool-Aid. Like, I'm not about to do that.
You trying to ascend with us tonight?
I'm like, no, I don't want to ascend with you. I want to go back where it's safe, where people are normal.
That's creepy. What was that? I never watched the movie, but didn't they have a movie that's like called Summer Something?
Oh, Midsummer?
They're supposed to be like cold. It's supposed to be freaky. I remember we were supposed to watch it when I don't know why we didn't.
Don't watch it. I mean, it's a good movie. It's fucked up.
That's why I got to watch it. I hear how fucked it is.
So it's in, I think it's like Sweden or Norway. But there's like a small village that
it's
is like
a cult.
It's essentially
cool. I gotta watch this. Don't say anything. I gotta watch it. Yeah, I'll watch it.
It made my skin crawl.
I'll have to watch it with someone else then. I'll get a movie watching buddy.
It's not one to watch alone. Dude, we can watch it sometime. I'm not watching it again.
You're not getting...
No, fuck.
Have you ever watched The Green Inferno?
Not yet.
Watch The Green Inferno.
I know about it.
That's a fucked movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Watch it, and we can talk about it on our next episode.
I just... Yeah.
I watched that high as a motherfucker with my boy. We were sitting in the garage because I used to like have this TV in the garage where I had my DJ board and all this, and we had like a dart table and stuff in there. And my boy would come over and we just get high as a motherfucker and watch movies. Like every night we'd pick a new movie. It was just like our thing to do. We're killing time.
Uh-huh.
And we ended up watching that and fuck, dude. I remember just being sick to my stomach sometimes during that. And I was just like, oh,
I don't like that.
Fuck.
I don't watch movies
crazy,
for that.
Crazy, dude. And the thing is like, it's pretty accurate. Like, it's, like, accurate of what, you gotta watch it, dude.
Mm-hmm.
It was a mind fuck for sure. It was a fucked movie. But, like, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Maybe. I don't like watching movies and feeling icky afterwards.
You don't, like, it... It's a ride, man. You could just watch it, bro. It's a ride. It hits many different like political points too, but like it's, you gotta watch it, dude.
Yeah,
definitely watch it. But you gotta go in knowing it's fucked. It's like you're like, damn, this is a movie that's gonna make people like cringe, but you got this, bro. It's a movie. I'm gonna watch that Midsummer shit. You gotta watch The Green Inferno.
No promises, but okay.
Oh, come on. You gotta watch it, bro.
All right, I'll do it. I'll do it.
Gotta do it, man. I'll fucking text you about it too, but watch Green Inferno. Yeah, when I watch Midsommar, I'll be like, hey, I'm gonna watch it. You gotta watch the fucking...
Green Inferno.
Green Inferno. Oh, fuck.
Is that one out too?
I don't know. It shouldn't have gone out. I think I'm wondering if the camera just got hot. It's possible. So I try to... I think it's gonna be time. That's gonna be the next upgrade. Will be the camera. It's lit though. This will always continue. Mm-hmm. I figured if I put this on YouTube, what I'll do, and if this is on YouTube, it'll be happening right now before your guys' eye. So I'll just put like the logo. The logo, and then like when I get it back it up, and I can just always have the videos pop up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll see. I think it's just. Yeah, it could just be hot. Yeah, it's got full. I'll see what it says. Next time a little thing pops up, I'll have to run up and see what it says. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, but fuck, dude. Fucked up movies are great, though.
What's the most fucked up movie you've seen?
Fucked up movie I've seen. I don't know, dude, because I've seen, like, fucking, like, kill videos on... the internet a lot.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
the Marine Corps. Those are probably the fucked up videos I've ever seen. Like real life beheadings and the Pain Olympics. That was just
I don't watch that shit.
I've seen dudes like cut their dicks off.
I watched a video. I think it was a Ukrainian or Russian girl. She had an AK in her room, and you never do this. You never look down the fucking barrel of the gun, but she did, and it went off at discharge right through her dome, and she just died right there. Like just literally watching someone get murdered.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Internet's a fucked up place.
The Ukrainian war, I've seen a ton of war videos. That shit's nuts. That shit's nuts, man. They really be in that guerrilla warfare shit, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That shit crazy, man.
Oh, I know.
That'd be nuts. Fuck. Man, if fucking shit goes off the wall, man, I feel like it's gonna be crazy, scary, but exciting at the same time. Dude,
in terms
zombie
of what?
Apocalypse, or like if the world war happens.
We're not having a zombie apocalypse.
Shit. No, or like the world war or something. Say like we're getting invaded, civil war, or anything, bro.
We're not. I mean, civil war is possible. We're not gonna get invaded, but I don't think it's gonna be a nuclear war.
Or world war. I mean, fuck. The Marine Corps could call me back inactive. I'd go fucking back.
We're trying to avoid that. That's why we're sending all the aid to Ukraine, because the second Ukraine gets taken over, it's game over, because we're going to be in World War. Because they're not stopping any Ukraine either.
No, they probably will. But the thing is, why I think a World War would probably start, because you already got to look at China and Russia, Saudi Arabia, all of them breaking away from U.S. currency. There's going to be a solid divide in the world.
They're trying to, but it's not. It's too soon.
No,
right. No, I know the BRICS thing.
Already,
I know about BRICS. But the thing is that even though they're doing that, they're still having to trade into U.S. dollar. Like, they're not completely cut off from it.
No, but it's slowly happening. That's what's going to lead to the World War, is when they're actually, everyone, like, that side breaks off.
Well, then it's a financial war. It's not going to be
final. Well, that's going to lead to an actual war, though. Because it's going to be starting to tighten, and it's going to, tension's going to build, and something's
going
to pop.
The only way I see us going into World War is if Russia invades a NATO country, like not just Ukraine, like an actual NATO country, if they get through Ukraine, they will have to, but they're not so far. They're kind of retreating under defense right now, from what I've been reading. So it's more about whether Putin does something stupid because he's dying, because he's sick, because he knows
he needs to. No, he's not going to do that.
But China, they can't invade Taiwan yet. We can't allow them to invade Taiwan.
They're going to take Taiwan. They're so going
to. They're not. They're going to try, but I don't think they're going to.
I think they're going to. They're totally going to snatch Taiwan. And then we're going to be like, oh no, they took Taiwan. And we'll be like, you. What are we going to do at that point? We're going to be like, oh, we're going to go to war with you? No, they took it.
They're absolutely going to take... No, we can't, because Taiwan produces so many of our chip conductors or semi-chip, whatever chip conductors. Military, like, they're an important part of making sure our technology functions. Dude, we go to war, bro. They're
bringing the draft back. We all going over there.
Nah, I'm too old for that.
Oh, shit. I'll be going back.
I got a foot thing. I ain't going.
I'd go back, man. Fighting a chance to fight in a war.
Why would you want that?
That'd be an experience, dude.
It'd be your last experience.
Maybe. I mean, if it was my last breath, it was my last breath, dude. So be it. But, like, fuck, I'm going to go down fighting the hardest motherfucker.
Yeah, but, like, why would you want to go down fighting for a war like that that's pointless?
I don't know, dude. That'd be just insane. It'd be insane, bro. Imagine fucking going through Hong Kong, bro. Fucking rifle in hand, bro. Taking on fucking... Oh, dude. It'd be nuts. And if you survive through that, dude, that'd be like...
Big if.
See, yeah, if. You gotta be on your toes. Yeah, so what if you die? But if you live through that shit, bro, that's nuts. That is nuts. And imagine the stories and the experience that would have been like.
Now you want the stories and experience, but you don't want to bang a 37-year-old mom for the story and experience.
That's different, dude. I mean, like, I spent 4 years in the Marine Corps just training for war. Yeah. We're a peacetime corps, dude. I never got to go over, fucking try my fucking training in action. So I mean, I've always will wonder, like, what it'd be like. Would I crack? Would I fucking balls up, fucking get in that shit? What would it be like? So, like, I think that will always be there. So if I had the chance to find out, I would take it. Because, like, it will always be a wonder. I trained so many years for these scenarios. I trained hard. I know what to do. It's like we trained for a football game. And we never got to play the Super Bowl. We trained for the Super Bowl. We trained our hardest to be at our top peak performance for when this happens, if we ever get called in action, but we never got to do it. I want to know if I would fucking play the game right.
If I
would win the Super Bowl, you know? Like, that's kind of the feeling. And so I always have it. So if I had the chance, I'd take it. And also, I'd say my viewpoint on all that war and all that is very different. For having served and doing all that, that is shifted. That it would just be like, fuck, dude. That would be a roller coaster. And I would be there for every twist and turn.
All right.
And if I died, then fuck it, dude. I'm dead.
Touche.
Yeah, dude. I don't know, man. It was lit. You can still beat me in boxing, though.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. But put two rifles in our hands and let us go on to different sides of this neighborhood, I'm taking you out before you take me.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
I'm a pretty damn good shot, dude.
That's fire.
I'm a pretty good shot.
I'm a pretty good shot myself. I've been out. I've been shooting.
I know. I take you, man. I take you.
It's not just about that, but here's the thing. Are we talking like you got to find the shot? Or is a shot just given?
Well, no. It'd be like, imagine, like, we're just, like, in a neighborhood. And we just start on different ends of the neighborhood. And it's just, we just know. The neighborhood could be completely empty. And we just know we're walking around it, trying to find each other.
Oof, that's the thing.
I take you, bro.
I don't know.
I'd be clearing them houses clean.
Sure, but I don't know. I mean, my strategy might be better.
What would be your strategy?
Very minimal movement. Very quiet. Very stealthy.
Gotta be the heat,
been run. It's fine. It is what it is.
So you just pick a house and sit in there and just hope that I just... I
mean, camp out?
Not a terrible idea.
I don't know if I camp... Maybe, but like...
Be camping, bro. You'd be a camper.
Man, I don't know. I mean,
it's a way to live, bro. If we're talking... Your life's on the line, bro. Heck yeah, dude. You gotta find that spot.
But I don't know. I mean, it's...
Just be me and you sitting on houses on opposite ends. Days and nights.
Could be.
Just hoping for someone to move.
Could be. It's all about attrition. It's not about just...
Oh, yeah, dude.
Not gonna go out there bull rushing.
That'd be interesting, dude.
We can do it with airsoft.
Oh, let's try. Yeah, I was about to say we should try this like with paintball, dude.
Yeah.
With airsoft, maybe. Or, dude, we could get the sim rounds. We actually got like AR-15s. Mm-hmm. We can get the chalk rounds. Those shits can sting, bro.
Yeah.
The paint rounds or something. I think they even have like the paint covered bullets. I know those ones I sting. When I was in, we did these 9mm like chalk rounds.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the upper receiver was different. You put it on the M4 lower receiver, and that way you could shoot these.
Mm-hmm.
They were interesting. They stung a little bit, but they weren't too bad. That'd be fun though. Fucking get some like paint rounds, so it's like actually like a and that shit will hurt.
Oh yeah,
that shit will hurt.
Could be.
Let's do it.
Fuck around and find out.
We'll do it, dude. I just gotta, you know, make some millions, and then we'll get this. I know they have like a mock nuke town, you know, the Call of Duty
map. I've seen that
somewhere. We'll just go do it there, bro.
I've always thought it'd be really cool to have.
I guess there's only two houses in that though.
But I always thought it'd be really cool to like, I don't know, find a place where it's like four blocks of just rundown city that nobody cares about, somewhere in the Midwest, right?
Yeah.
Four blocks of rundown city and just turn it into like a zombies apocalypse survival course. How cool would that be? You got rundown buildings, you got empty streets, you got paid actors acting like zombies, and you just gotta survive for a day.
Like, you could do like guns with like blanks.
Sure, it could be paintball even. I don't give a fuck.
Oh yeah, but like, yeah, if you got them mocked, and you have them like, I'm saying, those little paint rounds, and you can just have this underneath the zombie clothes. They could have like a little Kevlar thing to maybe not hurt as much. Unless they get shot in the head too much. How are you going to do that? Your poor workers are going to be getting domed to peace all the time.
I mean,
that's how you kill a zombie.
You could figure out something else with that. Like, I don't know.
They just wear a helmet that has a zombie picture on it.
Sure. But, like, that's what I mean. Like, it would be so cool.
That would be pretty fire. That would be pretty cool. Like, a very immersive thing.
Yeah. And, like, you know, you got food rations for
maybe,
a
multiple day thing, too. Yeah. Like, you can ask for, like, a 3-day
package. 1-day package, 2-day, 3-day. Yeah, like food storages, rations, whatever.
No, instead of a broken town, you just want to buy land. Because what you could do is you could do like a 3-day thing where there's a start and an extraction point.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to survive to the extraction point. But if you die at any point, then like game over.
Yeah.
And it's just like to see like how long they pay for it. But if you die the first day, that sucks.
People would pay money for
it's
that.
Like just to see if they could do it. Be like, it's 3 days. You'll be camping. There's just people roaming the ground and shit. You'll have these, that.
It'd probably be easier in like a VR sense, but like if you could do it in real life, that would be cool.
Yeah, you'd have to find a lot of legal stuff you'd have to
figure out. Oh, for sure. That's why it hasn't been done yet.
Probably. Or it probably is somewhere. I bet we could find somewhere like, listen.
Someone's private island.
Yeah, dude, if I looked up. Alright, what does that say? Motherfucker. I wonder what's up with the camera in there.
Probably is overheating, like you said.
If that's the sun, bro, I'll put a fucking fan on this bitch. I'll slap a whole little fan on this thing. You definitely don't need it that loud. Nice little, there you go. Keep her all cold. There.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. See if that works. Camera. That's probably going to be the next thing I need to upgrade. Get another camera. Do that time. But fucking see. I need to get me like a... What's the guy on Joe Rogan that helps him out? Jimmy. I need to get me a Jimmy, bro. Can you give me a Jimmy to deal with all this technical stuff, dude?
Ask your brother.
He too busy and shit. That's the thing. Everyone has lives. Everyone has lives. I just don't have a life. Yeah. This is what I do.
It's not a bad life to live.
I know, right, dude? Hopefully. Zombie apocalypse training course. Let's see. Survival camp. Let's see. Dude, yeah, they have a whole survival camp, I think. Hands-on, fully equipped training and sleeping and dining and private shooting range. Oh, no, it's like a training. They train you. Probably how to scavenge for food, how to skin stuff, and camp details. Yeah, this is like training stuff. Oh, yeah, this is the whole thing. Due to the code. They have whole things. 4 to 6 people, classes. Cool. The training instructors, bro. She's holding a crossbow like she fucking like from Walking Dead.
That works. It makes no noise. Accurate. It punctures a skull.
This man's holding a katana.
I would so fuck dude, with this a katana.
Whole this whole gang, bro, is straight out from
The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead. Yo, makes shout out to them, me. Bro. They probably know what they're doing, bro. Oh, snap. Camp photos, bro. People holding like bats and stuff, and it's like must be like a workers' retreat. Like, wow, interesting.
Sign me up. Let's do it,
dude. I would. Yeah, let's try it out. Let's go see if it would prepare us more for the zombie apocalypse.
I'm already prepared. I already got my plan,
bro. I got a sword right there. I'm already solid, bro. We're dealing on zombies.
I got a sword, I got blunt objects, I got a plan, I know where I'm going.
Yeah, there we go.
It's all set.
Hell yeah. I'm going straight for a boat, finding an island, starting a base there.
Everyone says an island, but you don't know if there's going to be a sustainable food source on
the island. No, but no, hold on. No, so I'm grabbing my boat. I'm going to go find an island off fucking Florida. There's a million of those shits. Fucking clear that shit out, make a trip back to Florida. Find a fucking helicopter. See, that's the hard part. By that time, I need someone that flies a helicopter, or I'm gonna have to figure that shit out. Manuals or whatever. Years of fucking YouTube videos. See,
here's that's where everyone goes wrong. They want to find an island, but guess what? No, you've got to have a sustainable food source. No,
that's why you just run to Florida. You'd have to do food.
But
runs.
How long? You know, like Florida doesn't. They don't grow shit in Florida.
They got plenty of places where you could hunt, kill animals, or find a
lot of shit. Gators, a lot of big ass insects.
Yeah, you could eat them too.
Sure. Yeah. I got you right here. Let me tell you.
See, you'd make trips. Your island would be your secure, safe location. You know, but then that's you need safe.
Gas for your helicopter, gas for your boat.
Every time you go, gas every is, that's gas why you train perishable. Up little teams. Hopefully, you fight in survivors. Train up little teams. When you make a trip to the mainland, team goes for fuel. Team goes for food.
But it's perishable. Team goes for hunting, it's perishable. Medicine.
You find
what? It's perishable. It's not going to last forever. You can
go find canned foods. Go scavenge houses. No,
the gas. The gas is perishable. Gas don't last forever.
I mean, at least on water you can row.
Sure, but then you get storms that come down that way. Let me tell you, you don't need to go to Florida.
You have to be on the water though when you're rowing. Like you have to be on the water when you're rowing. I'm saying when it's storming, don't go rowing. Just stay on the island.
How about this? So let me tell you. Zombies don't do well in the cold.
Right? Okay, so you going to Antarctica or something?
I'm going to Canada. I'm going all the way up there.
Yeah, maybe the diseases, zombies will be nicer. Diseases, you know, don't do well in the cold. Always nice.
Friendly zombies? Sure, exactly. I'll take those. But they don't do well with cold. You have all the snow.
What's your proof that they don't go well with cold? These zombies don't even exist. I'm sure there are movies where zombies thrive in the cold. What happens if we get them zombies?
People don't thrive in the cold. How are zombies going to thrive
they're
in the cold?
They're dead, bro.
They're still made out of bone and tissue and everything.
So? They're going to just freeze?
Yeah.
Like, you just stop moving, kind of freeze?
They're probably going to struggle to move. It's not going to be as easy.
So, yeah, I guess. But, like...
So, that's what I'm saying. You go to that, you have all this open space in Canada, less people.
What about the desert?
Fuck that. I'm not going to a desert. There's no water. In Canada, you got snow. Snow can become water.
I piss on the snow.
I'm not peeing on my water, dog. You got rivers, you got lakes, you got all that shit. You got animals up there. I'm telling you. Go to Canada... The less people, zombies aren't going to be a problem up there.
I don't know. The island idea is probably the best one, though.
Okay, so
you're way up in the mountain. Where's your food source coming from?
You don't have
from?
To be in the mountains.
Where's your food source coming from in Canada?
The animals in the mountains or wherever.
Why can't you grow food on an island?
Do you have soil that's proper to grow it?
We can get it.
Everything you're saying.
Just go to Home Depot in Florida.
You got to bring everything to this island.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be a process.
I'm going straight where everything's natural.
Fuck that. You're going to have to build a house, build a little fortress.
I'll build a house. I'll take a ski resort or whatever.
I wouldn't even have to build walls around this island. I'll just do that out of fun. But, like, I wouldn't have to. It's a natural defensive location.
You'll be safe
from
zombies.
Yeah.
Zombies, honest to God, zombies are the least problematic thing in a zombie
apocalypse.
Make
a little fleet of ships. Become little pirates, bro. Go back to sail the ocean as a pirate, bro.
I believe you could.
That's
be a pirate.
That's what I'd do. I'd steal a fucking sail ship museum. You know, like those big old ships, like in the San Diego Bay, bro. I'd steal one of them bitches. Star of whatever, India.
You just sail it all the way down to Panama, to go through the Panama
Canal.
Put
cannons on that bitch again, bro, because we're all going back to the Dark Age anyways. I'll have gunpowder and big old cannonballs. I'll be already ready.
You know, you have those. I'll be safe where I'm at. You do your thing. We'll see who lives longer.
Bro, yeah, we'll have to get some walkie-talkies for this. Well, we'll keep in contact.
It'll be hard.
Oh, shit. Canada didn't work out.
That ain't gonna be me. That ain't gonna be me.
Damn, you should have come to the island with me. I'm sitting there drinking a pina colada in a hammock.
You are not gonna be drinking a pina colada. You don't know how to make a pina colada.
I will get some mix from Florida. It'll be probably one of the Walmarts.
Why would you want to go to a Walmart?
If I'm just looking for food, it's a zombie apocalypse. I'm checking everywhere, dude.
Yeah, and that's the first place to go. You're going to all the places that everybody thinks about and knows about.
Well, everyone's already going to be dead, probably, because I'll be kicking on the island. I'd give the island life, you know, a couple, like, weeks.
How are you going to get all the way down there?
A boat. That's easy to steal a boat,
you're just
going to
take a boat, go
during
all the way
around?
During
the zombie apocalypse, it's so easy to steal a boat. Especially if
you
steal
need to watch
sail
the show
one.
Called Black Summer. It's on Netflix. It is the most realistic interpretation of what would happen in a zombie apocalypse. Also, it's filmed, shot, directed wonderfully. Quite beautiful. Very
Black
well.
Summer. Now I'll have to look this up.
You need to watch it. It's got 2 seasons. Phenomenal show.
Yeah.
You'll enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a show. 2 seasons.
It's a show.
Fuck yeah. I love fucking conversations and how different. I was just thinking, dude. I was like, what did we even start talking about when we first started this episode?
Han Solo and Darth Vader.
And now we're on fucking zombie apocalypses and our plans to fucking what we're gonna do.
We started from Star Wars and we ended here.
Yeah, dude. You want some Malibu or you
go
the?
No, I'm good. I do need to go to the bathroom.
Oh yeah, dude. Take a piss break, man.
How you feel about? I'm still behind in the IR.
Oh, yeah, you want to hit IR? Kind of
do.
Want to hit IR? Yeah, you want to hit that IR? All right, yeah, dude, I'm fucking down, dude. Man, looking back on this episode, huh?
Oh, yeah. I think it was good. We flowed a lot.
I'm just going to have to start posting this stuff on YouTube. Another thing I just got to start doing. Because I feel like I could post my last two. I'm just going to edit all these. Anytime the camera goes off, I'm just having problems with it. I'll just do the logo. I'll just do the logo or something,
right.
You know?
Well, also, when you get a new one, that's not going to be an issue.
Exactly. It's all up progress. Dude, I spent $1,000 on that camera, too. It's a Sony ZV-1. It's a solid camera. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It's not meant for
this.
But
it's meant for blogging. The thing is, it literally will start acting up after an hour.
Well, filming. You probably can't have
it
continually running. You gotta record, break, record,
yeah.
Break.
I don't know. Yeah, I'll have to. Yeah, get another one. It is what it is. But we can wrap this up. Start going to IR, man, dude. We're gonna run a pool table. I'm gonna kick you.
I'm excited. I haven't been there in a minute. I'm excited.
Yeah, dude. I'm excited to go. I'll have to fucking. I'm gonna roll a couple blunts.
Do it.
Before I do it, yeah. I always go down prepared, man. Mm-hmm. I gotta be ready. I smoke more than I drink. I'll have a few drinks, but
same.
I'll go out for blood
I usually
breaks.
Do, but I gotta pass a drug test coming up.
Yep. It'd be that way.
Fucking sucks. Second I pass it, though, I am smoking.
All right, dude. Well, fuck yeah. All right. Well, I'll start fucking rolling the blunt. We'll get ready to head over to IR. And hell yeah. Well, hey, thank you for listening, guys. As always, I hope you guys are just doing incredible. and you keep on being you. Keep on living. Timothy, you're worth it. You're worth it, Sarah. You're worth it, Jacob.
Tyler, you're not. Fuck you, Tyler.
And we out.
The sun shines. I know that the world is love, so I'ma make you smile. Been thinking about a pet, need a place, and the cat need a big ass room, so there's space for.